Emma O'Hagan lives in an off-grid tiny home in North Leitrim with her partner Kevin O'Reilly. The couple live in the cabin, mortgage-free, and with no utility bills. After 2 years of travelling all around the world together, why did they decide to relocate to Leitrim? Well, from the tiny home, not far from Glenboy, Emma explains what inspired them.
We had kind of seen loads of these log cabins, smaller cabins, all around Turkey in particular, but we'd seen them through Europe and we'd heard of them in Norway and the Nordic countries. So we kind of took inspiration from that, and obviously the fact that we were living in a tiny home, or in a van at the time, we were thinking this tiny home would be more like a mansion to us. So that's kind of where the inspiration came from. We just seen and thought that it might be a more affordable solution for us. The fact that we were away from Ireland for so long kind of meant that we couldn't really afford a mortgage. We probably wouldn't get a mortgage even if we could afford it. So this seemed to be the most realistic option for us at the time. And it's definitely proven to be too.
Yeah. Talk us through the structure here. Like it's kind of like a metal structure, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a timber frame. And then that's an ironclad that's on the outside of it. So yeah, it kind of blends in actually surprisingly nicely with the landscape, but it's quite a modern look at the same time. So I really do, I like it. And then there's obviously the open windows all at the front there. And then we actually installed a few extra windows as well. So that toilet window there, I got that off Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
And same with the other window, the far side of the house, just let in a bit more light at the kitchen area.
And how did you get the cabin to this site?
So that was actually a mission, a pretty big mission at the time. So it originally came from Meath. It came just as the timber structure with the cladding around it. So we basically put it on a lorry. The lorry brought it as far as Manor Hamilton. And then from Manor Hamilton, then we actually had to put it onto a low loader with a trailer, because the land, as you can see, the road is extremely narrow to get here. And there's bushes and there's walls and there's all sorts in the way. So we actually had to take to the fields with the tractor and the trailer and this cabin on the back of it. So that's actually how we got here in the end. You could say it was possibly the stressful part of it, the most stressful part of it. But that was actually the one thing I had no say in. I had no control over. So it was just a matter of leaving it to, the professionals and my uncle, who has to get a shout out for that.
By the sounds of it, it's durable, it's warm. And I understand that you don't pay any utility bills as well. Talk us through that.
Yeah, so I suppose that's where the off-grid setup comes into play. And by off-grid, contrary to popular belief, surprisingly, some people thought we had absolutely no electricity. We do have power and we have electricity. We're just using solar to power the house. So it's fully ran off solar. So it's obviously eco-friendly. And then we have a shallow well, actually, just around the back there. And the shallow well, we dug ourselves. And then we're also harvesting rainwater as well. So that's our water setup. And then we also have an eco-dry toilet. So the compost toilet then goes out onto those lovely trees in the back and fertilises them.
So what is it like inside the cabin? Well, the first item that grabs your eye is a wood-burning stove.
So, you know what? I don't think you'd be saying it was too lovely if you'd seen it a year ago. When that came, it's so hard to imagine, but it was quite literally like a big rust bucket. It was that colour there. So like a bronzy brown colour. Kevin, God love him, had spent hours with an angle grinder and a brush, a wired brush, and stripped it all back, and then we painted it up. It came out really well, as you can see. It was €100 on Facebook Marketplace. Then the base for it there, again, a lot of people think that that's like a slate slab. That's actually just a concrete mix. So Kevin, again, he made a concrete base for the stove to go on, and then we just polished it off with that black polish that's there, and it really looks nice. And then behind it, again, we were kind of like, okay, how do we keep a fireproof wall here? What can we make? You know, you could do bricks, you could do like marble backs, but obviously we didn't want to go for something so standard. So we came up with the idea of using the iron cladding that, you know, is usually used outdoors, but it actually works nearly as a radiator we do have the fireproof backing on it, but that kind of just is like double heat there and it kind of radiates in the room. So yeah, that's the stove.
And you have a fabulous view out these windows of the fields of North Leitrim.
Yeah, the fields, the mountain, and I don't know, can you see it there, the lake there as well. It's absolutely, like, this view is just something else. And at night time then you can see the stars, like, the whole way around. It's just gorgeous.
Now, your bed, I see, is up here. How do you get up to there?
Oh, yeah. So this is the famous, this has been getting the most attraction online. This is the fold-out stairs. So this actually was engineered in Germany. We spent so many hours trying to figure out how we were going to get up here on the loft. As you can see, the loft, there's not that much space left and right of the bed, so we couldn't really have a ladder, you know, coming from the left hand side either side. We had to get it that you'd come up in the middle. So yeah, this little fold out stairs ended up being our saving grace, and then it meant that we could have storage all over here to the right hand side of it. That really just came together at the last minute. I'm not even joking, like final hour.
And I noticed that all of your appliances, they're all like full size. There's nothing mini about this at all.
I know, yeah. Again, that's another question a lot of people are interested in. Standard size sink, big fridge. That was my one thing. I was like, if I'm living in a tiny home, I want a big fridge and a standard shower. Four rings there to cook on. I suppose the one thing that maybe you haven't noticed is missing is an oven. And I suppose that was a conscious decision. I suppose chatting to lots of people about how often they use their ovens, how much energy it uses, all of that. We went with the air fryer. Everyone seems to be using the air fryer these days. And the only thing that we could think of that you can't do in an air fryer really is a pizza. So we've compromised. Kevin's going to build us a pizza oven outside. So that's how we got around that.
I also hear that you've plans to build a sauna outside as well.
Oh yeah, that is true. That's high priority, actually. Now that we're in here, that's next.
But is it for everyone? Emma thinks it's certainly an opportunity to step onto the property ladder.
I mean, we kind of worked it out that even if it lasted just 5 years, it would still be worth our while having it. Even if it was to end up in the scrap, which God forbid would happen. But like, you know, we have spent 26 grand on this, which we've worked out that we would pay over the course of about 3 years in rent. So maybe even less, depends on where you'd rent, do you know? So yeah, I'd like to see us getting at least 10 years out of it. The other thing is, we're so handy. If there's any issues, if there's any leaks, if there's anything like that, we're very hands-on and we'd obviously repair it as it would come to light. So I suppose with that in mind, we should get a couple of years out of it anyway.
And you live here with your partner, Kevin. It's very small. What happens if in the event that you have a falling out, where does the other person go?
Jesus, everyone's asking this question. Do you know, I wasn't prepared for this. You know, it's so funny, like everyone's so interested in that. But the reason I suppose it never really came to my mind was because we were living in the van for so long, we just kind of got used to small spaces and using the outdoors as sort of our sort of outlet. Do you know, like if I'm in a bad mood, I'd go for a walk, a hike, a swim. I always like to use the outdoors as my punch back as opposed to him.
Do you think this way of life is for everyone? It could be potentially the answer to, we know, a major like housing crisis that the country is grappling with at the moment.
I mean, I certainly don't think that this is a lifestyle for everybody, because it is a lifestyle. It's not for everybody. I do think that it's a really good sort of stopping point, a chance for young people to save. I think it's a chance to sort of get on the property market even. You know, a lot of these cabins fully finished are selling for a lot more than what we invested in. So there's a lot of reasons why it's a positive. And I think it could be a solution to the housing crisis. Absolutely, it could be. But it is a lifestyle choice.
And do you think you still would have chosen to go down this path if there wasn't a housing crisis, or if the situation was different? Do you think you'd be living in this cabin?
Do you know what? I think yes. And I've had to think about this a good bit over the last couple of weeks, or days even more so. And it is a lifestyle choice for us. It is a practical choice. And as I said earlier, I don't think we would have got a mortgage anyways. There wasn't a huge amount of options for us in terms of rent, but we did have the camper van and we did live in the camper van for 2 years. So that was a choice of ours. And we were even considering you know, living in it over the summer here in Ireland. So yeah, for us it is a lifestyle choice. I wouldn't change it, is the honest answer. I wouldn't change it. I suppose long term dream of mine, I'd love to do up a cottage or something like an old traditional cottage, or maybe even like another modular home. I don't know if you've seen like the shipping container homes, like that's like goals for me. But yeah, no, your standard 4-bedroom house was never really on my agenda anyway.